and Mert, Swaddling Thought, and King Herod, Bloody Sword.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all that goes together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I find it running a lot of things there. Got Tom Malone from Pontiac, Michigan's paper this morning. And it's Hebrews 7 and 7. I don't remember it by the value. This is just my words. Y'all read it. The value of the less makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had thought of that till I got that paper. And I usually look over them before I either put them up or throw them away. And I read a whole lot of the first of his sermons there at Doris. We were sitting there. No, I'm a kind of a peculiar man. Preachers called me, and you called me, and people like Alma want no interpretation of this thing and that thing. And I'm always glad to give what knowledge I have. That's the only sense I've got to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll give most of it away till I'm just about blank.
No, I think you've still got a lot left. At least it's all coming across on the tape very well.
All right, we're going about 10 more minutes.
All right, you just let me know, as I said, because I can go on for the next 4 hours without stopping, I think, maybe. Okay, what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Well, we used to call it bushel, or half bushel, or carat. Let's see, there's something else. One term.
What was that?
There's something else we called it, too.
You said it wasn't turn. What is a term?
Term.
Pardon?
Term.
Turn of corn.
Turn of corn.
Yeah.
Well, how much is that?
Different amount.
Mm.
No certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would you call the amount of wood you can carry in your arms?
I'd call it one little stick now.
Well, in your
crazy,
youth.
You crazy, you.
In your youth?
Arm load.
Okay. Would you ever call that a turn of wood?
Yeah, go bring me a turn of wood.
Mm-hmm.
That means what you want to tote or as much as you can tote.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it just, turn means just an indefinite amount.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If the light burned out in a lamp, you'd have to screw in a new what?
Bulb.
And what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cap or cork.
Okay. Suppose that the thing were not made out of cork, what would you call it then? If it were glass?
Stopper.
Okay.
And that's the way we used to fix our jugs for whenever we wore out the stopper that come in them.
Mm-hmm.
We had to improvise something or other to hold the syrup in the jug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we used a corn cob,
mm-hmm.
broken corn cob with a cloth over it.
Mm-hmm. Did that work?
Well, I've seen more of that way than I have corks through life.
Did you ever use a potato? I think I've heard of that being.
Oh, now you're thinking a potato over a coal oil can. You know, it's got a spout.
Okay, uh-huh.
And lots of them don't have any cap or any way of fastening them.
Mm-hmm.
They just take an Irish potato and pop it on there, and that'd keep you from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that you play like this?
Now there's several different names. You have a French harp, you have a juice harp.
Are French harps?
Harmonica.